141.
F4DOS mobile.
DOS, K4, VWA.
F4DOS.
Not sure what's going on with Rhonda. She asked for a radio check a little bit ago, and she was a little bit, it sounded like she was overdriving the mic just a little bit, but I've tried to help her out with the radio check, and she just doesn't respond back, so I'm assuming she's having a little trouble with her receive.
I understand you trying to help her with a radio check a while ago. I don't know where you are, but you're real scratchy into the repeater today for some reason. That's not normal. You're not normally you. But I don't know. She was up there at field day. She was talking about ordering a new antenna, and I don't know if she's got it hooked up and trying it out or what.
That's what it is, and hopefully she doesn't have a problem with her system. And I'm down here at mile marker 23, just about to come into the lower end of Anderson.
You're coming in a little bit better, that transmission. I'm up here on the White Mule Road. Got to ride over here and meet a fella, see what we can do. Go from there, over.
Hear you. Well, good enough. Well, I just thought I'd let you know what was going on there. Maybe she'll get back into you or something. But anyhow, I just thought I'd jump in and say, hey, I'll back on out. I'm headed for lower part of Anderson. 73, K4 VWA. I'm clear.
Be careful out there on the mobile, and don't get into anything you can't get out of. We want that to happen. Talk to you later, 73, KN4VWA, KF4DOS mobile.
Don't worry, I'm being a good boy today. I got the boss with me. I'm clear.
KG4PFI.
Hey, old tall buddy Don, how are you today there, young man? KF4DOS mobile.
Well, I'm just looking as I ever was. How about yourself?
Hey, ain't nothing fell off yet, so I'm in good shape.
Yeah, no, a long time no talk to, but I heard you in there. We were over here in the lower end of Piedmont and fixing to stop in the subway up here and get us a little sub there to carry home. But I heard you was going to meet somebody and do something. I don't know. It ain't none of my business. I hope you enjoy it. Both are doing all right.
You're doing well. She was a little tired today. She said she was going to lay down and take her a nap, so I don't know what's liable to happen. If she takes her a nap, then I won't have to worry about it. I won't have to worry about waking her up.
I heard something one time that says, don't ever argue with your wife, because if you win, things will get a whole lot worse.
That is the truth.
Well, I'll check in on the net, but I do it with, on my...
Thank you, for
I hadn't talked to you in a while. I thought I'd say hello. I'm fixed to get to where I was going.
And, Miss Linda, enjoy your Subway sandwiches. And I'm just about down here to where I'm supposed to meet this fella. Don't know if he's here yet or not, but that'd be all right, too, if I have to wait a few minutes. But y'all take care. Good hearing you. And, I got to get down there to see you one of these days. I'll call you before I head down that way just to make sure you're at home, because I know you like to go out and ramble around. Y'all take care, stay safe, and stay well, and we'll talk to you a little bit later, Don. Good hearing you. KG4PFI, KI4DOS mobile.
All righty. Well, hopefully we'll talk to you again. If you're going to meet somebody, I hope he's got them anti-ugly glasses on, because it'll scare him to death when he sees you. KI4DOS, KG4PFI, and I'm clear.
This is a democracy, and I get to vote on that, too, and I vote affirmative on the ugly. This is NJROTR.
And Don, I told him, I said, I said, as long as me and Don's alive, you in good shape. I said, if me and Don died, he's going to be the ugliest man in the world.
after windy day. Good afternoon, Gary. Man, it's windy out there, and it is cold. How you all doing today?
We're all doing good. Can't complain about anything. Riding over here and going to meet Chad. He's got something he wants to give me, and I think I'm a little early. He's not here yet. That's all right. I'll sit here and wait on him. But hope you and Miss Bernice are doing good.
Very and hi to Joy.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. And, well, I'd be careful about anything that individual gives you. I mean, you know, it might be full of black powder or anything. You just never know what can.
Oh, me? Well, that's kind of true. But I ain't too worried about it. I was wanting a better meter than the one I've got, and he found one someplace and picked it up for me. So I'm gonna see how I like it. It's a triplet.
Full-timer, and they were very good in the old days. I kind of kicked myself. I had a, back in my poorer days, very, very poorer days, still poor, but I had a triplet power supply, and I fixed it. Boy, it was a nice one, too. It was a 30-amp one. I sold it on eBay. I think it's one of the few items I ever sold in my life on eBay. And it's like selling a gun or something. You always want it back in later years. But, yeah, that was a good company, Gary. I like the Flukes. I just love Fluke instruments, especially when I was working on high voltage. They're really good. And I got a Fluke 87 that I give my 77 to my son-in-law, because he had an 87 that was provided to him years ago up in Michigan, and he didn't know how to use it anyways, not for the capabilities it has. Now I wonder about that myself, but it's a great meter. And on high voltage, you don't want to have a handful of plastic from a China product in your hand, you know.
Man, completely. Hey, Miss Bernice, I didn't mean to leave you out, but hope you're doing well. I've got a Fluke there at the house, Tom, but I wanted an analog meter. I've got a power supply that you hook it up to the Fluke meter, and to tell you what the power supply is doing, it's pulsing. It's a switching power supply. And it goes from, about 12 volts up to about 13.8, or there's a little bit of difference in there. It may not be that low, and it may not be that high, but with the Fluke, it says it's right there steady, and I need an analog meter. I've got a Cheapo, little old Radio Shack thing I use for continuity testing more than anything else, because I don't consider it accurate enough to do voltage. So, yeah, you know how that is. And I wanted a little better analog meter because when I put that little Radio Shack thing on there, you can actually see the pulse. You know, the needle movement will jump up, drop down, jump up, drop down. But the Fluke don't do that. It's got a voltage stabilization circuit or something in there, and it doesn't react quick enough to let me actually see the drop in the voltage and how far it's going down.
I send her on TR Mobile. Well, Gary, in a case like that, I don't know about all of them, but most of the Flukes had a bar graph on the bottom of them. Now, my Fluke 87 has a 4,000 count, I think it is, and I'm no expert on the digital ones, and I certainly am no expert on the switch mode power supply, but good thing about some of the Flukes is you can measure the amount of AC voltage on the DC voltage, and I we just arbitrarily say it shouldn't be over about 3 to 5 millivolts, but a variance. But Chad and I, we still love our Simpson 260s. It goes to show you how old we are. The problem with them is, as you well know, they're 20,000 ohms per volt input impedance, and the digital ones are 10 mega ohms, so they don't load down a circuit if you're in a transistor circuit or something like that. And I don't do that much repair work or anything on the real sensitive devices anymore. But yeah, the analog's nice meter, and the old Simpson 260 was a great meter in its day. But the Flukes, they don't require near as much current because they're 10 mega ohms input impedance. That's about the only difference. But those switch modes, I got one at home. I'm gonna put another radio in a different spot. If Bernice don't kill me. And I got a switch mode for it, but I'd stay away from them and go with the Astrons if you can. It just depends on your application, of course, the sensor LTR.
Yes, I'm cutting us more on there, playing music over the 2 meters. But I agree with you. I've got this little switching power supply. It was working great, and I had it hooked up on the bench, and I moved it and hooked it back up to a radio, and the radio came on, and it went off. And I looked down at it, and what in the world? And I got to checking around, and I turned it back off, and it wouldn't come back on. So I did a little checking on the power supply, and I saw that pulse in there, and I said, my goodness, I don't know what that is. And so I've changed out the capacitors, and I've got the switching transistors. They're supposed to be here today. They had them on back order for some reason. You know how that parts go. But the input voltage is fine on those.
Repeater time out exit. Repeater time out clear.
Hey, I'm back in 0TR. Repeater timed out, but I can hear you just fine over that, you know, they walk among us type. And so no problem there. And I do know of an individual who just got another radio back online up there. I'll have to talk to Chad about that. But at any rate, Gary, good to hear you this afternoon. And I hope you get that cleared up and enjoy the time with Chad. And tell him hello from Maurice and I. KI4DOS and 0TR.
Miss Bernice, have a great day. What's left of it? I don't know how long I was talking while the repeater was timed out, but that's okay, too. I figured that music is what timed it out more than anything else. But y'all have a great day. Good talking to you, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. And I will tell Chad you said hello. Same trade, my friend. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
You're quite correct, Gary. It was that timed it out. That's all right. It's better to hang people. Oh, he's got a pocket full of money. That's in there, all TR clear. W.
N4ZW, KI4DOS Mobile.
Understand if you got a split in a minute here, but I just have a quick question to follow up on our conversation from Saturday about tuning NFED wires.
All right.
Instead of cutting them to shorten them, you can take them, shorten them, and then wind them. Wind it around itself, make a little coil, and then you still have the ability to unwind it and re-lengthen. So instead of cutting and cutting, you can coil, and then uncoil. Is that what you were talking about? A good way to adjust them and get them tuned without trimming them?
Yep, that's the way I do it. I just fold it over on itself and wrap it around a couple of times so it doesn't come unwrapped. And that physically shortens the antenna. And, you know, not only physically, but electrically, you know, as far as that goes. And it's not really a coil. It's just, you know, a looped around end. But that's the way I do it, and it works real well.
It's looking like the weather may cooperate this weekend. So I may be able to get up on top of the house and out in the yard, up in the trees and stuff, and get this thing out there and get it tuned so I can get this 7300 on the air. But I like that idea where you can lengthen it and shorten it until you get it right without cutting it. And then you cut it once you know you got it right.
I do it, and it seems to be, it's worked for me so far. So I hope you have a good luck with it. And if you get up on the house, and be careful if it's windy. We don't nap to you. I got to jump out, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Ben. KO4ZEW, KF4DOS Mobile.
Tip, Gary. I'll let you run KO4ZEW. I'll be clear.
4HX Mobile.
I think the repeater's gotten a little weak since it timed out a while ago, or it's just the wind today. Hope you're having a good day. This is Enduro TR Mobile.
It's probably me. It's been a little scratchy up here today. So if you can't hear me, let me know.
No, it's not you. Gary and I was talking there a little bit ago, and after we got off, it timed out. Somebody had an open mic and was playing music on there, and after we got off, it seemed like it was real noisy. I don't know, because it heated up or what. But also, when it's windy, it's that way, Patrick. I can hear you okay, but it's just real scratchy today.
Coming through now. I don't know where the other station went.
KF4DOS Mobile. That's Rhonda, KQ4FRY. I don't know. She's asked for a radio check earlier and didn't seem to be hearing anybody. I don't know what the problem might be, but anyway, she's getting out real good, but she just don't have any ears. Don't sound like she may not have the offset programmed incorrectly or something of that nature. I don't know.
Rhonda, this is Ben from Field Bay. We talked about your mag mount. Now, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm guessing you're working on that mag mount because you said you were mobile. And if it's not properly grounded, you'll receive, but you won't be able to transmit. ZEW standing by for listening for radio check.